Welcome to WebAds, practical web accessibility tips. Website accessibility. Web standards.
WebX.blogspot.com. Hello and welcome to WebX podcast number 83. This is your host, Dennis. And today we have a special episode. We're going to be speaking with a few web accessibility professionals about the long desk attribute and if it will remain in HTML5. There has been some talk recently on the web and Twitter about the fate of long desk and if it's needed or not, and if it should be in HTML5 or not. So this is a pretty good discussion. So listen in. This is myself and John, Everett, and Joe. Enjoy. Okay, so this is Dennis and from WebX, and we have Joe Dulson, Everett Zufeld, and John Folio on the line to speak about the controversial issue of the long desk image attribute and its fate in HTML5. So first off, let's just have you guys introduce yourselves briefly. Joe?
I'm Joe Dulson. I'm an accessibility consultant and web developer, and I write a monthly column for Practical E-Commerce Magazine on accessibility issues in e-commerce.
And Joe, you've been on the show, but it's been quite a while, so welcome back.
It has been a while, yeah.
Thank you. Everett?
I'm Everett Zufeld in Toronto, Canada. I'm an accessibility consultant and developer, and I'm also the Drupal accessibility maintainer.
Excellent. Welcome. And you are also helping with some hosting for Accessible Twitter, so thanks.
You're welcome.
And John.
Morning, Dennis. John Folio. I, too, am an accessibility consultant and specialist. I'm currently working at Stanford University. As well, I'm actively involved in the W3C Accessibility Task Force for HTML5, where, amongst other things, I'm the co-chair of the subgroup working on accessibility of media. Dennis, I'd like, if I can, just to make it very clear that anything I say today is my own personal opinion and does not reflect the opinion of others within the W3C. Just to get that out there.
Right, understood. Thanks for clarifying. And if you recognize John's voice, he was recently on the show and speaking. We discussed HTML5 and accessibility. So welcome back, John.
Thanks, Dennis.
Okay, so just to give a real basic background, so everyone knows, well, hopefully, that the alt attribute is what you add to an image tag to make it accessible. So you enter a brief description of that image, if it's not decorative, so that users who are unable to see that image for one reason or another can still get the have the meaning conveyed to them, and so there's kind of a limit in that area, is fuzzy too, and how long. And there was a recent blog and discussion about it. The link was circulating around Twitter that I'll post in the show notes. But so the length of it is relatively short. If you have like a complicated image, say like an image of a diagram or something that requires more than a sentence or two description, then you need a longer description. So, and that is why in the HTML 4.01 specification, there's something called the long desk attribute, where you enter a URL which points to a long description of that image, so you can fully describe what's in that image. So now the issue is HTML5, and there's a question on whether that long desk attribute should be included or not. So John, can you tell us the state of that right now and what is going on? Well, just the basic stuff, you know, like, is it in the spec right now? And
Earlier this week on Wednesday, the three-person chairman or chairpersons of the HTML5 working group reviewed all of the evidence that was put forward, and they made an evaluation that the long desk attribute would be removed from the HTML5 specification. So at this point in time, the decision is that it will not be in the spec. There has been, as you've already noted, a fair amount of controversy about that, and there's been a number of indications that that decision is going to be appealed. As a matter of fact, a gentleman by the name of Leif Harvey Sillid, who is a Norwegian member of the group, has already filed a formal appeal, which will be work its way all the way to Mr. Tim Berners-Lee himself. Appealing the decision, Leif's appeal is based on a number of issues that are, for the most part, procedural, but nonetheless legitimate. And there are other appeals that are being worked on behind the scenes right now. So there will be multiple appeals on various reasons.
Okay. So, well, let's start the discussion then on that. So, Joe, can you say, however briefly you can put it, like if you agree or disagree, or you're kind of in the middle as to, you know, whether it should be included or not?
Well, I do think it's somewhat of a difficult question, because I've never felt that the long disk attribute was really the best way to convey complex information that's in an image. Ultimately, I feel that these highly detailed images are themselves a problem. The information really should be conveyed in a way that's more globally available. And there have been a lot of advances in that with these alternate methods where people have created scripts that will convert your table of data into a graphic, into a graph of some sort. And that's, I think, more helpful on the whole. But whether the attribute should actually be in the spec, I find to be complicated. And I think there's been a certain amount of distraction from the, frankly, specious argument that it should be removed because it's not used. That is an argument which is really quite empty.
Yeah, that's just pretty... I mean, hardly anybody uses the caption element on a data table, right? But that doesn't mean it shouldn't be used, or that, you know, we should take it out because it obviously should be there.
Right.
But anyways, okay. Everett.
Well, earlier in the week, I was quite indifferent. And so I decided to have a few conversations with different people about the topic. And I guess where I kind of fall at this point in time is that there needs to be some mechanism. Earlier you mentioned that the alt attribute was to give a brief, short description of an image. And the current HTML5 spec actually explicitly states that the alt attribute is not to be used to describe the image. The alt attribute is to be used to give a textual equivalency for when the image isn't available. And so the equivalency is not necessarily going to be a description. It's going to be the meaning the author or the person who put the image into the document, the meaning they wanted the image to convey. And so I think that we have two different textual representations of an image that we need to have a mechanism to deal with. The first is the textual equivalency or the semantic meaning of the image, and the second is a more detailed description of the image. And there needs to be mechanism to have both of those pieces of content available when the image itself is not available to the user.
Okay. So if a question that keeps going through my mind is, like, I mean, I agree that the, you know, long desk attribute isn't really helpful, but that's only because in my viewpoint that, for one, you know, developers or designers haven't implemented it correctly, and for two, the browsers haven't implemented it very well either, you know, the functionality of it, or supported it at all. So if those two things were better, would you have a more favored opinion of the long desk attribute? Did you agree that that's a problem? Joe?
See, the long desk attribute in my mind is simply, it's a method of providing access to this information, and I don't think that the method is really what's important. What's important is providing access to that information and that detail.
I'll only half agree with that, Joe.
What was that?
I'll only half agree with that, but continue.
Don't worry, John. I'll get back to you in a second.
my opinion is that it's very important for accessibility to have a requirement that images with complex information are described.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree that I don't think the alt attribute is a good place for that. My question is whether the long desk attribute is necessarily any better than just using a figure caption or anchor to point to more detailed information, or just having that text on the page. I think it needs to be required. I'm not clear that the long desk itself is the way to do that.
Okay, Everett?
I like Joe's approach, which is, let's start with the problem that we're trying to solve. And so long desk, traditionally through implementation and also probably just through the way that it can only be implemented by pointing to an external source for the content, likely is not the best way to solve the problem that we have. What we need, I would say, is a method through which the author can point, whether it is to an external resource or a resource on the same page, and make some sort of connection saying, over here on the page is a description, here is an image, and I want some way to be able to programmatically link those two things together, like I'd link a label to a form field, or in the way that a figure has a figure caption, and there's a very explicit relationship between the item or the object and the textual representation.
Yeah, and I mean, I agree with that. I think if maybe HTML5 could extend the long desk attribute so that you could point to the page, you know, point to the content on the page as well as pointing to external content, that might help.
You can today.
Yeah, and well,
you can today.
Well, let me just point out real fast before I turn it over to you, John. That I don't know if you're referring to the ARIA labeled by attribute, but an ARIA, which is supposed to be a bridging technology, as the W3C states themselves, you can do that. But still, that doesn't solve the problem for the actual HTML5 specification, where I think we all agree there needs to be some kind of improvement on this issue. So, John?
Okay, so a couple of things that have been said that I'd like to address. So first of all, I think the method that we do it is important. And right now we've got two ways that we can associate a longer tract of text to an image so that we can actually describe what the image is. One is long desk and the other is ARIA described by. ARIA described by, as Dennis points out, is part of the suite of ARIA tools that is intended by the W3C's own admission to be a bridging technology. An ARIA described by can link an asset, in this instance an image, to a track of text that is on the same page. So it can point to what's called an ID ref, or what we also think of as a named anchor, so we have interpage navigation. Which you can do with long desk, by the way. Long desk equals pound place elsewhere on the same page. And that will do exactly the same thing.
Ah.
So we've got two mechanisms. The problem with RA described by is A, it was intended to be a bridging technology, but B, and more importantly, it cannot point off page. It can only point to something on the same page. So in that regard, it's perhaps a little bit weaker. So I think the more important thing and the thing that needs to be discussed is the quality of what we're pointing to. And so one of the reasons why, those that are in favor of obsoleting the long desk is that they're saying that the quality of the text that's being pointed to is of little to no value 99.999% of the time. In other words, it's garbage. And that's an argument that's hard to counter because it's true. A lot of people, especially in the very early days, really didn't understand what long desk was, really didn't understand how to do it, and very often didn't do it even though they should have. So we have a body of existing work that if you go on the long tail going way back to 1997 when long desk was first introduced, there's a lot of garbage out there. But you know what? If I start looking at alt text from 1997 and 1998, there's a lot of garbage there too.
Yeah.
And I challenge anybody to go and find pages from that era, and you'll have a left-hand navigation where the alt text is button, 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 button. So part of the problem is also educating authors about the importance of the value that we're pointing to. It really confuses me that we, are removing a native attribute that's been around for more than a decade now, in favor of an alternate technique, the RA described by technique, which is not as powerful as the long desk attribute. I mean, look, the basic building block of what we're doing on the web today is that we link things to other things. I mean, that's what the web is. It's a linking things to other things. And long desk is a very elegant solution that links an alternative piece of text to a sophisticated image. And the mechanism itself is not broken. It was how people have been using it in the past that we have a problem.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point I brought up in the beginning is how people were using it, not unlike other, HTML attributes. and also, it's disappointing to me that the browsers, kind of fell off in their support of it. So, Joe, I mean, looking backwards, I think we need to, it's difficult to take away some of these items because, some people do use it. A lot of it's included. John informed me previously that long desk is included in some law, some countries' laws, and that, a lot of these, like Dreamweaver and other, HTML editors, support it and stuff. So what do you think, Joe, about if the attribute was removed, don't you think that would cause any problems, or do you think looking ahead is more important?
I think absolutely it causes problems. My issue with it being removed isn't so much that I feel that long desk is a critical attribute, as I don't feel they're providing any kind of alternative. Legally it would be messy, but if there was an alternative that they were proposing to replace it, which was equal, then you could map your laws and say, instead of this, we're going to use this now. I don't want to get into the actual legal consequences of doing that, because that could be quite messy, depending on
the
situation. But at least it would be possible. But I don't feel that they're actually proposing anything as an alternate. John mentioned that, that replacing it by ARIA described by. But actually, when I'm looking at the document on the HTML5 where they list the items they're making obsolete, all they suggest is using a regular anchor to link to the description. And I don't think that is at all sufficient because it doesn't have any programmatic identification with the image itself.
Agreed.
At least ARIA described by, though more limited than long desk, does convey that association.
That is true. Everett?
Yeah, I think I'd have to agree with everything that Joe said right there. And maybe to add more, I think we've mentioned the fact that the W3C itself talks about ARIA as being a transitional technology. And maybe the reasoning behind that, though I don't know it exactly, my reasoning behind it is it's not appropriate for HTML5 as a spec to rely on the Web Accessibility Initiative and its and ARIA in particular in this case to provide accessibility for its APIs. Accessibility, if there's a need to make something accessible, for instance, Long Desk or ARIA described by, that needs to actually be baked into the HTML5 spec. We shouldn't
right.
point off and say, here's a completely separate specification that you can use to make your HTML5 accessible. We need accessibility to be universal within the HTML5 standard.
Everett, if I can, though, I mean, part of the way that the W3C has been looking at HTML5 is more of a modular kind of approach. So a lot of things are being split off into separate or secondary documents so that they can be worked on asynchronously from the larger document. So, for example, SVG is in its own specification, RDFA is in its own specification, and so having the ARIA specification as both standalone but referenced from the HTML5 document is actually a good design choice, because that way if we need to make changes to the ARIA spec, we don't have to reopen the HTML5 specification and vice versa, right? So it's the sum of the whole that is important, and so I agree that we need to have in HTML5 as many tools as we can in the toolbox to enhance and improve on the accessibility of documents. But where that specifically is written down and stored in what specification, I think is secondary. Again, the web, the nature of the web is we link to things. So having the HTML5 document linked to accessibility guidance from the Center of Expertise at the W3C is a good design pattern. It's not a bad design pattern.
Okay, good point. I'm not sure where else to go with this. Does Joe, do you have any final comments?
Well, not really on Long Desk anymore. I was interested by the slight deviation into design patterns of HTML5 and ARIA. I think that I agree that it's good to have these separated design separated patterns within the specifications. However, mm-hmm. I still am inclined to think there should be a characteristic for this issue, the Long Desk issue, within HTML5, simply because I don't think, since HTML5 is the core of the specification, you should be able to create any document without necessitating the use of the other specifications for accessibility or other issues. You know, you don't have to use SVG. But if you put in any kind of complicated image, now suddenly you need to use ARIA described by, or use their recommendation to use a regular anchor element, but I've already mentioned that that's really kind of inferior.
And I'd add to that perhaps the semantic value of the attribute, in that ARIA is meant to make accessible rich internet applications. And forgetting the difference between a regular document in which I might have a complex image or a rich internet application in which I might have an image, there is, if we forget about ARIA, there is still within the HTML5 spec itself no method of semantically linking a description to an image. And so I think that maybe is a flaw.
Yeah, and something that just popped in my head that's kind of obvious that we didn't mention is, like, you know, the browser, well, I mentioned the browser support lacking in Long Desk, but that's, you know, that's an HTML specification, HTML, but what about ARIA? I mean, if a browser is not supporting ARIA or that or that piece of ARIA, then we're really screwed, right?
So Dennis, if I might, I think there's a little bit of confusion about this notion of browser support. So in some testing that I did this past week, and I'm admittedly only on the PC platform for the testing. I mean, I've not yet cracked open a Mac to do it. Uh-huh. But both the Opera and Firefox web browsers on the PC platform, if a sophisticated image has a long desk and you mouse over that image and then right-click, you have a contextual menu that allows you to follow the link for the longer description. So we have native support for sighted users in both Firefox and Opera. However, the long desk attribute and the value string that's associated to that attribute uh-huh. is being stored in the DOM in all of the browsers. And so for adaptive technology like screen readers that do support the long desk attribute, today the two mainstream or the two most widely used screen readers being JAWS and WindowEyes both support the long desk attribute. So you might not have, for example, native support for long desk in Internet Explorer 8, but for a non-sighted user that's using JAWS or WindowEyes in combination with the IE8 browser, they can still access the content of the long desk attribute. So the support for the attribute in terms of the technology is actually a lot more widespread than a lot of people are prepared to admit.
Okay. I did a little bit of testing myself. I didn't see that in my Firefox, but I did find that in Opera. But
depends on which build of Firefox you have.
Yeah.
Mozilla has been waffling back and forth. I think I've got Firefox 3.6 or something like that. I'd have to check.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, just generally speaking, if you know. I think overall support and especially implementation has been lacking. So if everybody could somewhat agree on something, then that would be good. And I think our conversation is we may not have solved any problems, but I think we did a good job of exposing the issues and agreeing on some things where it's important. So we'll see what happens with the HTML5 spec. I myself hope it stays in, although I think we all agree that it could use some help or maybe an additional method added in there. But thanks for joining in the conversation, guys, and hopefully you can come on the show again sometime in the future.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
WebX.blogspot.com. You will find the WebX podcast and blog at WebX.blogspot.com. That's WebAXE.blogspot.com.